Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, January 20th, 2010. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber preparing this message on a lovely Wednesday morning here. Our goal each weekday morning in sharing these messages is to instruct and encourage through teachings from Scripture. Today's message is titled, Everything's Under Control. And the Scripture text is from Hebrews 2, verse 8.
In putting everything under him, God left nothing that is not subject to him. Yet at present, we do not see everything subject to him.
Hebrews is written to believers who are undergoing persecution, and the concern of the writer is that they will not, quote, drift away, unquote. That's from chapter 2, verse 1. The book is full of encouragement to stay faithful. Later in the book, we read this statement regarding the type of persecution these dear believers personally knew from chapter 10, verse 34. You sympathized with those in prison and joyfully accepted the confiscation of your property because you knew that you yourselves had better and lasting possessions.
Do you know people in prison who are there because of their faith? Have you personally had your possessions confiscated in a ruthless persecution effort? Do you have friends who suffered or perhaps were even martyred for their stand for Christ? The fact is, due to the international distribution of our messages, some of you can say yes to one or more of the above questions. We recently received a note from a brother in a country well known for oppressive persecution of Christians. But most of us, particularly in North America, would probably have to say no to our questions today.
The text today begins with this statement, in putting everything under him, God left nothing that is not subject to him. What an astounding assurance this brings. It is a statement of God's sovereignty and control. He indeed rules over the affairs of men. Consider Daniel's prayer, and this is a portion from Daniel 2, 20 through 22. Praise be to the name of God forever and ever. Wisdom and power are his. He changes times and seasons. He sets up kings and deposes them. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to the discerning. He reveals deep and hidden things. He knows what lies in darkness, and light dwells with him.
But the candid recognition in the latter part of our daily verse particularly grips our heart as we study this message today. Yet at present, we do not see everything subject to him. While we can identify with that, by faith, we believe God left nothing that is not subject to him, but that's not what we see. We've been gripped by the terrible scenes out of Haiti. We read of our brothers in many lands undergoing horrific persecution. It's very obvious that there is a downward moral spiral of our country day after day.
No, at the present time, we really don't see everything subject to him. I see so much that appears not to be. But by faith, we do believe that ultimately everything and everyone is.
Your situation today. You scratch your head and wonder how your present situation will work out. Will this be the day I'm positioned out of the company? What is God's will for my life? What will the doctor's report be? And the list goes on and on.
Well, today's encouragement is that God is not asleep. There's no memory lapse, no inability, no sloppy bookkeeping. We may not see everything under his control, but it most assuredly is based on the authority of his word.
Let's pray together. Father, you reveal deep and hidden things. You know what lies in darkness, and light dwells with you. As we are exposed to the dark sins of this world, it is consoling and strengthening to know that your light dwells within us. For greater is he that is within us than he that is in the world. We are encouraged as we remember that where sin abounds, grace doth much more abound. We will not be defeated if we walk by faith rather than sight. It is not what we see with our eyes or hear with our ears, but it is what we receive by faith through your word that will keep us going onward and upward until you call us out of this world of sin. Strengthen and teach us until that great event takes place. Amen.
Amen. And we truly want today's message to encourage. We have several on our hearts that we're in contact with, both through our Knowledge and Daily Encouragement Net. People have communicated. And I didn't mention that country where that person was from. It is a Middle Eastern country. One that is especially gratifying to know that we're able to get messages of biblical truth in, and how grateful we are for that. Well, we are on the web each day. We change these messages, of course, and the previous day's message and all before remain archived. But this is the message we have prepared for Wednesday, January 20th, 2010. We do have a beautiful picture up on the site today, not necessarily related to the message, but another photo taken by our friend Mike Book of a farm, an Amish farm in eastern Lancaster County in the snow. But we also post music today. We have several songs we recommend, both older and newer. An old hymn comes to mind, Like a River Glorious, and that's a hymn that has a line that talks about God's control. We also post Blessed Be Your Name, the popular song the last 5 or 6 years by Matt Redman. Praise You in the Storm by Casting Crowns. And a somewhat older one, but still contemporary in our lifetime, Twyla Paris, in a song titled God is in Control. Well, may God give you that assurance today, friend, and may you continue to not drift away, but to steadfastly serve the living God. Thank you.